And we're recording now.
All right.
Yay.
Podcast. Okay, and welcome anyone who's stumbled upon this by accident to the first episode of the DeathStoreProds.com video game podcast. Yay.
I still maintain that we should call it episode two.
So it's episode one, take two.
Yes. Yes, this is like episode one, the director's cut or some crap. You know, then somewhere along the line, like, Kaiser's gonna release that one as like, this is the real episode one. Oh, well. Joining me today, I am the Dead Man, of course, founder, CEO, grand poobah of Death's Door. And joining me today, I got Shax in Bathtub with Kevin Costner. Shax, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Kevin Costner's all right, too.
That's good. Tell him I haven't seen Waterworld.
Neither have I.
inside jokes. And also joining us, we have New Guy and my cohort for all of these horrible endeavors, which I am guessing is going to be a complete travesty, Bobby Wan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm bored, that's why I'm here.
Fantastic. All right, so just for anyone listening, this is going to be the first of four bi-weekly podcasts that we're going to be doing. This is obviously the video games one, which we released every Tuesday. Then we got comic books on Wednesday, featuring myself, Bobby Wan, and another guy with a copyrighted name who might not actually be on next week's episode because his computer crashed.
Ooh. Ha.
Yep, and then on Thursdays is anime with me, Bobby Wan, and Punchatron, friend of mine from university. And then Fridays is all three of us again talking about movies. So, yeah. Embrace yourselves. Alright, so, what have you guys been playing?
Well, I went to Fan Expo. So, I'm going to talk about that all week.
You fucking cunt.
I only went for the one day, but when I was there, I played the current... what they've currently got of the new Halo Combat Evolved.
Oh, cool. Is it the exact same as the other one?
No, it's more like Halo Reach, just with the Halo 1 universe. And I gotta say, what they've got so far is glitchy as hell, but it's, you know, a really early version.
Yeah. It's a thing. But
wait, isn't that game due out this fall or this winter?
Yeah, I think it's like November or something.
They've got some time to work out the kinks. It might have also been the AV system. It might have also been the fact that they allowed players to mess with the control layout. So by the time you get in there, there's been 100 different people changing your controls.
Yeah. Click the right stick to melee and the left bumper to zoom in or something.
That sounds a lot like what I had.
Yeah. Like, I throw my grenades with the A button. Okay, so anything else? Or has it just been a Halo? Fantastic franchise.
Two new games this week, Portal 2
and
BioShock 2.
I've been playing, I have not actually touched BioShock 2 at all.
Yeah, I gotta say, the whole Big Daddy thing is a little bit overhyped. I mean, it's exactly like the previous game's character at the end. You're not actually tough like a Big Daddy. Your weapons are a bit different, but you can pretty much say, oh, well, this one is the equivalent of the pistol. The shotgun is the equivalent of the shotgun. This one's the equivalent of the crossbow. Except the spear gun, which is the crossbow equivalent, does kick ass.
Yeah, and, like, dual wielding looks pretty cool. Because, like, I've been playing, I'm getting close to finishing the first BioShock, and real hassle is just like having to switch back and forth between plasmids and guns.
It's a bit of an annoyance, though, if you're used to the first BioShock, because I've played through it like quite a few times, and then I go to use my plasmid and I think I got hit it twice, and meanwhile I'm changing up my plasmids, I'm like, crap, no.
Yeah, that's gonna be weird. Well, anything else? How have you been liking Portal 2?
Oh, Portal 2 is great. I beat it in one night. the single player. I'm waiting for the co-op till my girlfriend actually plays the first one.
Well, she hasn't yet.
And we'll play co-op. No, she hasn't. I've been bugging her to.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
I never finished the first Portal, but I watched it on YouTube.
You're fired. Again.
Yeah.
Well, it's not totally my fault. My 360 died on me, and at that time I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go buy a new PS3. And I never looked back.
Cool. Well, yeah, Bovi, what system do you have a Portal 2 on?
360.
Ah, I'm going to be getting the PC version in a week or two.
I don't own Portal 2, but I got it through Gamefly, and I had it on the PS3.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
I liked it a lot. It's a lot of fun. The story was a lot more in-depth for the single player, I thought, and the little bit of the co-op that I played, it was fun, except for, like, they have, like, little icons and stuff for you to use, so when you're playing with someone that doesn't have a mic, you can still communicate somehow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the person I was playing with was, like, just throwing up any and every icon at anything that they needed me to do, so, like, they'll just have, like, you know, whatever icon, and I'm like, I don't know, you're showing me the icon of jumping on that wall, yet there's no way possibly for me to do that. You know, yeah. So that was kind of confusing, but it was still kind of fun, you know, like once I knew what the guy wanted me to do, because clearly, you know, it was my first time going through the co-op, but he was obviously had gone through it a couple of times. But so, yeah, once I knew what he wanted me to do and I was able to do it, I was like, oh, all right. And it was fun.
Cool.
That's why I was waiting for the co-op, because I've dealt with enough idiots on Xbox Live that I really don't want to try and play Portal with them.
Oh god, that would be fucking terrible. But I doubt there'd be like much like crossover between the like guys that play like Halo and like scream racial epithets into your microphone and the guys who play Portal and actually want to beat it. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a very small cross section between those guys.
There's still, you know, going to be a collection of annoying 12-year-olds though.
Right.
You're still going to be that troll who just like puts a portal in the ceiling and one on the floor, just like circles, just like goes between them for like 25 minutes.
That was not me.
Is there a gesture to just like flip your multiplayer guy off? You know, is there like a GG emote equivalent?
No, there's some high fiving you can do, and like there are like you will have to do some tricks where you're got a portal in this like little vortex that like will drag you one way or another or up and down, and while you're in there you can do flips and somersaults, but and you can like punch, you know, the other character or whatever, do a little meanie thing, like well, like all right, for instance, the taller robot, the like egg shaped robot, can
Peabody
up. Okay, I don't know their names.
Yeah, Atlas is the small one with the blue portals, and Peabody's the tall one with the orange portals.
Okay, Peabody can take Atlas, like the ball part of Atlas, and like pick it up and like hold it above him or something like that.
Cool. Okay, so Shax, what have you been playing recently?
Well, up until about a week ago, I was only playing DC Universe Online and boring the fuck out of myself with that. But then I started playing L.A. Noire, going back to the case files and trying to 5-star all of them.
Oh, that's a good game.
It is. It got a lot better once I started using walkthroughs on YouTube. Because, like, I've already beat them, and, like, I already, you know, like, I do the thing of, like, whatever my first playthrough is my first playthrough. So I had, like, a lot of 1-stars and 2-stars. Yeah. And then Gamefly finally came through. And I got Deus Ex, Human Revolution, and Madden 12. Madden 12 is Madden. Yep. There's nothing really yes. to say about that.
Yes. Remember Madden 11? It's a lot like that.
Yeah, yeah. And
only with different people, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, basically that's it. You know, a little bit better graphics, but still the same game, still the same problems. I find myself screaming at my TV for the same reasons I did for every game in the past. Deus Ex, Human Revolution, though, the game's interesting. It's, to me, it's a lot like Metal Gear meets, Splinter Cell. Like, it has all the gameplay of like, you know, the sneaking around, the stealthiness, but, like, just the robotic stuff that's part of this game, the futuristic part of it, is, like, real Metal Gear style. But the political, boring jargon that goes on for the story is totally Splinter Cell. And it's just, I find myself getting so bored with that game. Like, I'm going through a mission, and, like, he'll go into a room, and a cutscene will happen, and someone, you know, he'll have a conversation with someone, and then I'll walk out of that room, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck just happened? Like, what was that all about? I don't understand it. Huh. And I don't know if it has anything to do with never playing Deus Ex before, any of the other ones. I mean, I know this is supposed to be a prequel, and it's supposed to be, like, a kind of like a revamping so that they can go through the story again if they wanted to or something like that, or so I've heard.
Yeah, like, I'm a lot, this is weird, because, like, a lot of the reviews I've been hearing, and every single person I've been talking to, they've been saying it's, like, a really good game with really good mechanics, but kind of racist.
I haven't found it racist.
No, like, I watched this one, like, walkthrough video of, like, the first, like, the beginning of the game or something. You walk up to, like, some black lady who's homeless. You're just sitting there. It's like, oh, hello, Miss Officer, sir. How you doing, sir? Oh, mighty fine, sir. And she's just talking like a New Orleans housekeeper in, like, the 50s.
I have not gotten that far into the game. Like, I've played very little. Like,
this was, like, the first mission, like, 20 minutes into the game. You just, like, go outside and take a right and take, like, a proper turn, and then you can just see, like, an old woman going through a garbage can. You just talk to her for information, give her beer, and then she'll just start talking, like, well, officer, sir, I saw this guy do this thing and some crap, and it was kind of messed up.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been outside yet. I thought I was farther than 20 minutes into the game, but maybe not. Like, I've done the mission that gets you to the point where you are, you know, got your robot arms. I don't know what it's called in this game.
Augments.
I got, you know, my augmentation done. And then you come back to work 6 months later and your boss is like, hey, these assholes are, you know, holed up in one of our warehouses. Go stop them. Mm-hmm. And I went and stopped them so far. That's all I've done. So, I've been, like, dragging my feet with it. Like, I'm like, Okay. I kind of, you know, I want to put a, you know, be able to write a review for this for the site.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, God, I don't want to play it. It's so boring to me.
So, that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. I've been playing a lot of WoW.
Oh, God.
Yeah, WoW's now, like, free to play up to level 20, and I level capped a undead mate, undead, like, summoner or something, like, warlock. I was running around with, like, a fucking Felguard, like a giant horned dude with a battle axe just following me around everywhere. And now I just started as a orc mage. I'm up to level 12 right now, I think. And I've decided to play every race I can, each with a different class, all the way up to level 20.
Nice.
I've also been playing a lot of Darksiders. And now I don't have to play Zelda anymore.
You don't have to play Zelda anymore?
Yes, because this game is so fucking Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
It is, like, you get a horse, you got a hookshot, you got a boomerang, there's, like, overworld, underworld maps, there's fucking dungeon. Oh, yeah, and there's a portal gun. I just got a portal gun.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's a thing.
That's interesting. I played the free demo that was on PSN, the hour-long demo, and it just wasn't for me. In fact, it was so much not for me that I've only played Zelda 1 and 2 and Link to the Past. Link to the Past is by far my favorite Zelda game of those three that I played. But I've always found myself to be a Zelda fan. I was like, you know, that's the one thing that Nintendo had that I was like, I wish this was on the platforms. But then when I played that demo for Darksiders, I'm just like, maybe I'm not a Zelda fan after all. Like, I just couldn't, I wasn't getting it. I wasn't having fun with it.
Yeah, like, I think the only actual, like, big Zelda thing, that the only actual Zelda thing I played was, I played once, like, 20 minutes of Majora's Mask. Before I decided, no. No.
That's the most frustrating Zelda game.
Yeah, but it was like at the very start of the game. Like, you know, you wake up. I played 20 minutes from when you wake up. And then nothing else. I was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go back and play that South Park FPS.
So you didn't even wait till the point where it pisses everybody off.
No, I did not get to the water temple.
That's what I'm talking. You have 3 days to do everything.
Oh, Christ.
And then if you haven't done it, you get taken back in time.
So is it like...
the first day.
That sounds like Dead Rising. Like Dead Rising, you have 3 days to do everything you need to and get to that helipad before you get fucked.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, that game. Every ending was bad.
I never finished it. I couldn't get... Yeah, like, what I did was I got to the part where the Jeep came out in the, like, courtyard thing. I was like, fuck this, I'm selling this game.
That's pretty much where I was, too. Just after that, actually, you get in the firefight. I can't stand any of the shooting parts in that game because the shooting controls suck.
Yeah, the shooting controls aren't the greatest, but at least you can move. They could have done like fucking Resident Evil, where it's just like, you know, oh my god, zombies, hordes, fucking psychopaths everywhere. Plant your feet to shoot.
Dude, fuck that. I would rather be able to shoot like an ace and not move in the Resident Evil games than that bullshit in Dead Rising where you just all over the place and no.
And if you're going to shoot at all well in Dead Rising, you pretty much have to stop as well. And then it's such slow, horrid aiming.
Yeah,
Resident Evil's the better. Lesser of the two evils, I guess I'll say.
Haha! Would you say lesser of the Resident Evils? Zing! Oh, snap! Okay.
By the way, my girlfriend is now playing Portal.
Outstanding. Alright, so, talk about games, now on to some news. So, well, PAX was this past weekend, and none of us went to it.
Yeah, because I can afford to go to PAX.
Yes. Yes. I guess, because I'm Canadian. I can't afford trips.
I'm American. I can't afford trips.
We'll just talk about the news that has come out recently. So, one thing I reported on a little while ago, Famitsu, it's a Japanese gaming magazine, they released a whole bunch of news about Persona. Specifically Persona 4, and I fucking love Persona 4. If you read the article, you would know that I've spent somewhere between 300 and 400 hours with Persona 4.
That's a lot of time.
Yes, and I've never touched the game.
What?
Yeah, like, I've just, like, there's a site I go to, they have this endurance run thing where they did just Persona 4 playthrough. It's 100 hours long. I've watched it, like, 3 or 4 times.
Dude.
Yes.
What can I say?
Yes. So, news they released. First up, they are remaking Persona 4 for the PlayStation Vita.
Now, see, I have no idea of anything Persona. Like,
Persona, it's JRPG, and the basic thing about it is it's really heavy on, like, characterization. Like, your character is just this blank slate. They actually say, like, his ability is zero. He is everything and nothing. He can be whatever you want him to be, but he has no identity unto himself. But then everyone else, they always have, like, specific abilities and specific character traits that always end up, like, fueling their persona and their motivation to use their personas for shit.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
It is really good. Yeah. Like, it is really amazing games. I love them.
It's kind of like what it sounds like Todd Howard was saying about Skyrim with your character in that game compared to the other Elder Scrolls game was like whatever you do in that game is how your character is going to be built up, whereas the older Elder Scrolls, you just picked a bunch of things and that's what you were better at.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's something like that. Like the persona system in it, well, personas are actually things. They're basically like your magic abilities. And the main character, the guy you're playing as, he can carry like a limited number of personas, but he can carry like multiple personas with different abilities. Each character, like each of your party characters in the game, can only carry one persona with one set of abilities. But then your guy can have like, I think by the time you get to like level 20 or like 30 or something, you can carry like 12 personas, each with different abilities. And it is.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And so, new Persona games called Persona 4 The Golden. It is going to be released in PS Vita spring 2012. It's got 1.5 times more voice acting than the PS2 version, new animated opening, new animated cutscenes, and a new song by the Shin Megami Tensei composer, Shoji Meguro. And it also has a new character. So, that's weird. Like Persona 4 already has like some really great characters in it. And now they're just adding this new one who we know nothing about, aside from she kind of dresses like a cop. She has like a cop hat, I think, and that's about it, maybe.
That's hot.
Yeah, like cop hat, white button-up vest with like a red striped tie on it with a skirt. Because Japan.
Right.
Japan always equals skirt.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, my exact word in my head was Japan.
Yes.
Oh, you.
Oh, you crazy kid with your skirts. Yeah, and, well, Famitsu also said that this new Persona game would have something else. Like, they wouldn't say, they've incorporated a feature that fans of Persona 4 want, but they didn't say what it was. She was like, we have what you want.
Persona fan, what do you want?
I don't know. Maybe, like, faster combat or something? Because, like, combat is turn-based. Or maybe, like, better weapons or some crap, or, like, more crit rolls or something, because crits happen at really random times throughout the game, and they can, like, really kind of mess up a strategy. Because, like, Persona 3 and 4, they have this system where if you, like, hit an enemy with a weakness, if you have, like, weakness to different elemental attacks, or if you hit them with a crit, they get knocked down, and if you knock down all the enemies, then you can do, like, a Russian attack.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's just, like, and it just, that's basically just, like, the win game move. Like, win the battle move. You, like, just... I cast Agi 4 times, and then I'll rush in, and it's usually accompanied by some really terrible, really terrible voice sting before. Like, in Persona 4, there's one character, every time you go to do a... Like, almost every time you went to do a Russian attack, one of her lines was, "Is this our chance?" With that same inflection. So bad, but so amazing.
That's awesome.
It's, I don't know what it is, but they've also integrated, like, your friends list thing so that anyone you have on your friends list on your Vita can help you out in the dungeon. Like, if you're about to die in the dungeon, because if you die in a dungeon, you are pretty much fucked and you can revert to your last save. So, like, if you're just doing, like, a grind through the dungeon, like, dungeons can be, like, up to, like, I think the biggest one I've seen has been, like, 25 floors. You can get up to, like, 23 floors up and then die. And then I have to go back and start from 25 from the first floor all over again.
No.
But yeah, this thing can, like, help you out so you don't have to do that. So that's good.
So basically you're praying that your friends are online at the same time you are?
Yeah, you're just praying that you have somebody in your friends list who isn't an asshole who will save your life.
Call up your friends, dude, get on your fucking Vita!
Dude, get the fuck on there now!
I don't care if the battery's dead. Plug it into the wall.
I don't care if you're at a funeral. Get in your fucking Vita.
Perfect time. We just turn the sound down.
Yes. Just look down, pretend you're crying, and then just fucking save me.
You're just sitting there.
It's like, motherfucker, I don't care if you dropped it in your grandmother's coffin. And just get it.
Shovel.
Yes. Okay, so more Persona news. Arc System Works, they're the guys that made the Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue fighting games. They're making a Persona fighting game, which is weird.
Interesting. Kind of takes the whole theme away from it.
Yeah, it's just, it's called Persona 4, The Ultimate and Mayonaka Arena.
Sounds like they're trying to milk what, you know, got revamped with Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, kind of, because, like, fighting games have been making a comeback.
Right.
And, you know, I fucking love Street Fighter 4. I love Mortal Kombat. I have not played a Tekken game, so I don't know about that one. Like, last time I played a Tekken game, it was, like, Tekken 3, and I played it as that dinosaur and just kept farting on people.
I don't know. I played Tekken Tag, and all I did was Tekken Bowl. That's my whole life of Tekken games.
Yeah, like in almost every fighting game, you find like that one move, and if you're not very good at it, you just keep mashing that move out over and over and over again.
Stop fucking leg sweeping me.
Yeah. You fucking cunt! Okay, so, yeah, the Ultimate takes place like, apparently like 2 months after Persona 4, and it'll have characters from Persona 3 along with characters from Persona 4. So, you know, you can play as Chie versus the dog.
So why not have characters from all four?
Well, because Persona 1 and 2 really don't have much to do with Persona 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah, like Persona 3, they completely revamped that shit. Like the first Persona game, it was actually like a first person dungeon crawler.
Right.
With random battles, you just go around, and then all of a sudden, a random battle would happen. Then you like set your guys up in like a certain grid based thing, and they have only like certain grid areas they could attack. And you could like talk to monsters and then like get cards from them to keep yourself from fighting those kinds of monsters or some shit.
Sounds like every reason why I hated Final Fantasy games.
Ah, fucking random battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like Persona 3 and 4, what they did was you go into the dungeon and then you'd see like a monster just like floating around, and then you could either choose to run up and like sneak attack them, hit them, and get like a damage bonus or like a player advantage to give you more turns, or you could actually just run right past them. It gave me the option to skip out on battles.
Did you lose money or loot or anything like that by doing that?
No, you didn't. Like, if you didn't battle them, you didn't have anything to lose.
I can't argue with that, then.
Yes. It was a good system. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I kind of liked Kingdom Hearts. Like, the battles in there were random, but you could get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, when I bought Bioshock 2, I very nearly bought Final Fantasy 13, but I'm like, random battles. I like random battles. No thanks.
No, Final Fantasy 13 didn't have random battles. It was just terrible.
Just terrible?
Yeah, it was just fucking awful.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap. I was wondering.
Yeah, like, it's...
Final Fantasy game to be so cheap is...
Yeah, like, what it was like, you just... It's kind of like that same system where there's a dude in a linear hallway, but you could rarely avoid them, and it's pretty much just like, you go in there, you pretty much the game is you just hold forward and then press A on auto attack over and over again. But apparently it gets good 20 hours in, so...
Oh yeah, after 20 hours, I'm sure.
Yeah, the first 20 hours are absolute ass, but after that, the game starts to get tolerable.
That's the other thing about Final Fantasy games, the gameplay is just so long.
So fucking long, and like it doesn't help that, you know, random battles. You know, and that is all it is. Like, you know, you move to an area, random battle. You move to another area, random battles. You know, like in this one, like in the Persona games, what I've always loved about them was like you do have like the RPG grind aspect, but then you also have like some weird kind of social game dating sim aspect to it, where you actually go out and just like hang out with your party members, actually learn stuff about them and get to know them on like a personal level, and it actually helped flesh out the characters more than any Final Fantasy game. You can also get girlfriends. Like, multiple girlfriends. Like, I'm pretty sure in Persona 3 right now that I'm playing through, I have, like, 3 girlfriends. So, yeah. Well, Persona 4, the Ultimate in Mayaneko Arena, will be released in Japanese arcades spring 2011, then brought over here to the PS3 and 360 for summer. Oh, wait, 2012, not 2011. What the fuck am I thinking?
Yeah, summer 2011. It's a little late.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, like, they haven't really updated yet, but the guy says it's coming. You know, he says, like, they're not trying to compete with Half-Life 2 Episode 3. I don't fucking know. Okay, bad joke.
Half-Life 2 kind of annoyed me.
I still haven't beat it yet. Like,
neither have I. I get to a certain point, it's like, I have to do puzzles while being shot? What is this?
Yeah, not a fan of the Source Engine. Also the fact that, like, people kind of look like shit. It's just like a square head with a moving mouth. You're like, with the stubble painted on. Yeah, it's alright, I guess. If you like that thing. I guess. Okay, back to Persona. They've released very, very, very small amount of details about the next, like, numbered installment, Persona 5, which made me kind of cream my pants a little. Because, you know, Persona 5, motherfucker, Persona 5. And so they got same game director, same game character artist, and same composer. Yeah. News. Okay. Moving on. Shax, why don't you talk about the...
Can you hear me right now?
Yes, I can, but I can also hear myself.
Okay.
Can you plug your headphones in?
They're... What are you talking about?
I can hear myself talking.
I don't know why.
Huh.
There's nothing I can do. I got wireless headphones.
Eh, fuck it. They came to this site, they should expect some kind of quality like this. Okay, well, Shax, why don't you talk about some of the stuff you reported on, like GameStop and Siphon Filter and what have you.
Okay, let me find it here again. And it's not on the front page anymore because someone put up a bunch of Persona 4 stuff. GameStop. All right, so here's the thing. I don't know who put out the game. BSX, THQ, was it?
I don't know. Fuck. Journalism.
Fuck.
Eidos. It's either Eidos or Square Enix.
Okay. All right.
Square Enix. Let's go with that.
Square Enix. Okay. Okay, I got it right here. Okay, so Square Enix decided to announce that they were going to put out free codes with the PC versions of Deus Ex Human Revolution. So that way you would have a free copy of the game for on live. And GameStop didn't like this. They thought, seeing that they were about to or going to put out their own online distribution of gaming that's like OnLive, which, let me just say, you know, let me just break away for a second and say that OnLive, I don't exactly know what it is, other than it sounds like what Sega Channel should have been.
It's kind of like Steam, only, yeah, like, what they do is that, what you do is you can, like, get games from there and just, like, download them right to your computer, or you can get, like, this little box, which you can hook up to, like, your TV or your computer or, like, a monitor or something, and then just, like, stream the games from there. It actually sounds kind of interesting.
Okay. Okay, so, they decided that, GameStop decided that they're going to do their own online distribution type thing like this, and found that this coupon for OnLive was them selling basically a competitor's coupon. And so they sent out a memo, a letter to all GameStop employees to open up brand new copies of the PC versions of Deus Ex Human Revolution and take these codes out. Now, this is kind of a big deal, especially when it comes to GameStop, because if anyone has bought games from GameStop knows that you can buy a brand new game from them, go outside their doors, open the game up, walk back inside that door, and they say, oh, it is now used and no longer worth the $60 that you purchased for, whether you have the receipt or not, and we will give you $30 for it and sell it again for $45. Of course, that's always with console versions, PC versions, no dice. You can't trade PC version of games in. So a lot of people have been really upset about this, and I gotta say, rightfully so.
Yeah, GameStop, kind of assholes.
I hate them. Man.
Yeah, like I heard actually now that they've actually just stopped selling the PC version of Deus Ex at their stores now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, they just took PC right off the shelves.
You know what? That decision is less of a piss off.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is surprising though. Like, wow, they really can't just come to terms with it. And I mean, to me, it's okay. I guess this is how it happened. Square Enix, like just a couple days before release, announced it, and on top of that, of them being so late with announcing this, not giving GameStop enough time to, tell them no, I guess, or whatever. But
get pre-orders done.
Yeah, yeah. And then on top of that, GameStop is just like now deciding, oh, we're going to do our own. Probably Square Enix didn't even know that GameStop was going to be putting out their own online distribution. So, I mean, it's kind of like a miscommunication on both sides.
Yes. Fucking people.
Yeah, but like to me, this is way worse on GameStop's side because, I mean, you're opening up brand new fucking games and then selling, taking something out of it, which obviously has a value to it. I mean, it is a $50 value.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's stealing. If you're taking something out that is going to belong to someone that is going to purchase that game without anyone knowing other than the headquarters, the GameStop, you're stealing it. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, they did, you know, the guys did say, like, they did start, like, putting out, like, giving out $50 GameStop coupons for some shit.
Oh, did they? Okay, then, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, at least then they are trying to do something.
Yeah, like they said, like, you can bring it in and get, like, a coupon or something, or get, like, 3 used games the price of 2 or something. Or fucking... something, just basically, we're sorry we fucked you over, give us more money.
If they're doing deals for used games, I'm like on a roller coaster right now. It's like, oh, it sounds like they did something good. No, not if it's used games. I mean, like,
yeah,
so you can buy a brand new game or something, you know, not used games.
Yeah, but if I can buy used games, I can buy more of them.
True, okay, I mean...
If I'm buying from GameStop, what's the difference between their used and new? If I'm on console, they open their new games and they keep their disc in a sleeve unless it's, like, brand new. I was pretty PO'd with Portal 2, but, because that was my first experience buying a new game from GameStop, because up until then it was always Iceman, but not Lizzy anymore. I see them at Fan Expo.
Iceman is so good. I love Iceman.
I know.
And not Val Kilmer or the X-Men guy.
What is this Iceman that you speak of?
Iceman video games.
It's
the greatest place in Lindsay to buy new and used games, trade in new and used games, and get a whole bunch of other nerdy shit like vinyl records.
Was this like a mom and pop shop in your town?
Yeah, kind of. It is. It's like a little mom and pop place run by, I think, like a married couple and like. Run by like the third, like one of the third, like one of the greatest Call of Duty players in the country, and their kid.
Actually, really interesting about EB Games and Iceman. Iceman just being based out of Lindsay. EB Games and Iceman being the only two pure video game stores that go to Fan Expo. Iceman is more popular.
Fucking A, it is.
In fact, they're one of the reasons I still go to Fan Expo. It's like Iceman's going to be there, and they're going to have even better deals.
Yeah, they're going to make they're going to like cool down beers by blowing on them. Okay, more news. So this is something that we haven't actually covered yet because I've been kind of busy and haven't gotten a chance to write the story. But a little while ago, Shax, you reported that the Mass Effect 3 will not be the last game in the Mass Effect universe.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but any game after this, but Mass Effect 3 is the last game with Commander Shepard as the main character.
Correct.
Yes, just looking at the article now, this is a statement made by Dr. Ray Muzica, or whatever the fuck you pronounce his name. We have ambitious plans to continue the franchise going forward. Mass Effect 3 is simultaneously a couple of different things. A thrilling and epic conclusion to the trilogy as we promised our fans we provide for Commander Shepard, but also it's also a brand new beginning. It's an entry point for new fans. So this is a really smart move on their part because they could have done like a fucking Bungie thing or like 343 Studios and just said, "All right, so we got this great trilogy. It ends with like a really dramatic ending for the main character. You're not sure of his fate, and then oh, he's alive."
Right. Actually, if you played through Halo 3 on Legendary, you know he's alive.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
I did.
I don't give a fuck. You know, we could have had it.
You don't know if he's alive. You know he's alive.
If it's worth
anything, I wish he was dead.
True, but like they could have done something else. They could have just had it where like like, oh, we got this, like, oh, like, it's a hundred, it's like a thousand years later, they've like, made more Spartans, but then, and then you were, like, the greatest one of your unit, and then you like, get, like, a secret, you get, like, a encrypted message from Cortana saying, save John, because his, like, freezing pod crashed and malfunctioned on some planet in the ass end of the universe or something. You know, just like, and they have a trilogy trying to save his retarded ass.
My question is, when he lands on whatever strange planet, what's he going to kill? Just the first thing he sees? What if he lands on a peaceful planet? He'll have nothing to kill.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what you could have it, like, Master Chief, he, like, crashes, and, like, Cortana fucks up his head or something, and he lands on a planet and starts murdering everything. They have to go there and kill him.
He just happens to land on the Care Bear planet, and, just sees him as hostile. No bears, they're scary.
I like to think that he lands on Mars and picks up a sledgehammer and starts going to town.
Yes.
On the Earth Defense Force. And the title would be Halo Gorilla.
Yeah, this is the big crossover between 343 and Volition Studios.
I love it. It sounds awesome to me. You can dual wield sledgehammers. Boom.
Yeah, then Saints Row the Third are going to run into a guy called John117.
Developers, hire me now. I got your game.
Yes. Oh, God. So, anyone else hear anything interesting about video games lately? You know, do our job for us. Do our job for us, Bovey.
Hold on. Speaking of Care Bears and speaking of Red Faction, if you beat the game, you get a baby unicorn that you left up the tail, and it shits out rainbows and sparkles. Greatest thing I've ever seen in a video game in my entire life.
Cool. Okay, so now that's out of the way. New releases, I guess? Sure, let's go with new releases.
Sounds good.
Just do 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 do. Okay, so have new release list. Alright, so coming out this week, the week of September 5th, 2011, we got Warhammer 40K Space Marine, Dead Island, Driver San Francisco, Resistance 3, Rock of Ages, Disgaea 4, Blood Rain Betrayal, Crimson Alliance, Rise of Nightmares. Have you guys seen any of this, like Rise of Nightmares?
No, I haven't seen anything of Rise of Nightmares.
I think I saw the trailer that was posted on your site.
Yeah, it's like a kind of horror theme on rail shooter for Kinect.
Yeah. They did a very comedic view of it, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like grindhousey.
They should do... I haven't seen the trailer, but anything on rails, I think, should have like Benny Hill music and have it just play it fast forward.
So every on-rails game should have fucking yakety sax going in the background.
Yes, and be playing it fast forward.
So fucking... Peter, so the fucking new Fable game, Fable: The Journey, is gonna be like just play it like five times normal speed with.
I love it. That's I hate on rails.
I Peter Molyneux on the phone. Peter, we have this amazing idea for Fable: The Journey.
He'll love it. He loves everything.
Yes. Oh God, they're connecting so much. Feel the emotions. All right, more new releases. Star Fox 64 3D for the 3DS.
Can you really call it Star Fox 64 anymore? In fact, it's
probably still 64 quality graphics.
True.
Why? I mean, are the graphics for the 3DS that bad?
I have not seen much 3DS stuff, but like...
Honestly, I think... their whole remaking old games for the 3DS is just a gimmick to help deal with how crappy the 3DS is.
Of course it's a fucking gimmick. This is Nintendo.
Yeah, that's the thing. Let me just go on this little rant real quick. Like, I think last year or the year before is E3. You know, their biggest, like, E3 was, like, fucking the Kirby game, which is fine, but then, you know, then they had the Donkey Kong Country that was coming back out, and the GoldenEye revamp that was coming out. Like, their whole thing is always old fucking games rehashed and resold to the fucking fans, and for some reason they're always clamoring for, like, yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world, it's
Because
come on,
because
you get to buy Ocarina of Time again.
Because Nintendo fans, like Nintendo fanboys, are fucking retarded. You know, like they're just like afraid of change. Like they, like they get a Wii and just sit there playing like the fucking games in like the fucking virtual arcades. Like, hey man, I got poor. You want to play that? And like they're afraid that if they touch it, their skin's gonna fall off and they're gonna explode or some shit. Like the end of fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But this one I don't understand with Nintendo. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Like, there's no games for the 3DS. No games for it. Everyone's like, there's no games. I don't want to buy one. Oh, fuck that. Blah, blah, blah. The price is too high. They could have just not made all those stupid fucking games that they made for it and just made a Mario game for it. And everyone would have been like, oh, yes, sir. Can I please have some more?
Yeah, just bend over. Just like going to GameStop, hold up the pants, bend over and say, hey, can you put my Mario game up my ass?
Yeah,
it's like every copy of Mario comes with a free paddling.
Here's my $2.50.
It's here's my $2.50, and thank you, sir, for the delicious dinner. Then Nintendo zips up their pants. Fucking people. Oh yeah, also Harvest Moon 3D: The Tale of Two Towns. Cause yeah, Harvest Moon.
I got nothing for you there.
Yeah, I've never played a Harvest Moon game ever. Because, fucking, I don't like farming.
I'll say this for it. Every time I see videos of the gameplay, it looks very relaxing.
Yes, like, I don't come to get... Yeah, but, like, I come to games to relax, but not that much.
Listen. Okay, this is when I learned that I had a bad temper towards any game. Is I was playing Flow on the PSN... I got so pissed off at it that I threw my controller across the room, and I'm like, obviously I have a problem with my anger when it comes to video games, that if this game, Flow, is pissing me off, but for some
fucking reason... Fucking Flow is so calming!
For some reason, games like that, I look at it and I'm like, that, what could go wrong? Like, so you get some batches and stuff dying, but it's still...
Fucking people with the fucking calmingness, that game company. Like, I would actually pay to watch a video of you playing Flower.
Oh, I played the demo for Flower, and I had no problem with it, so. Maybe not the best choice, but the Flow, definitely. I got pissed.
Okay, so, any of the games on this list, like, you guys actually looking forward to?
Perhaps Dead Island.
Resistance 3 for me.
Yeah, like I just watched like a bunch of stuff on Dead Island today, and from what it looks like, it's kind of like weapon customization from Dead Rising 2, zombies from like the variation of zombies from like a Left 4 Dead game, and then like the world and kind of gameplay of like fucking Fallout.
Yeah, well, everything I saw of Dead Island just made me think Left 4 Dead mostly, because you know you see the image of the four survivors standing there. It's like, huh, this doesn't seem like Left 4 Dead at all.
Yeah, the four survivors, but you only play as, like, what you do is they're, like, each one is, like, a different class. Like, some guy, like, they have, like, tech trees, kind of.
They have a rapper. What kind of fucking class is that?
He has blunt weapons. Because, you know, blunt.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. We gonna get high!
I don't know. Like, that game, everything I've seen and heard about it is so horribly tragic that I try to block it out and just try thinking of that first really good trailer they showed of it where it was played in backwards.
Oh, that was a really good trailer. And actually, that's kind of an Easter egg in the game. Like if you're going through the hotel, you can actually find the room where that trailer took place.
Nice. That sounds cool.
Well, did either of you guys see the literal trailer for it?
Yes, I did. That was good. That was really good.
No, wait, what? Yeah.
Literal trailer. Hang on, I'll link it. Give me a minute.
Yeah, just anyone who has not heard of it, the guy's name is Tobuscus. He's on YouTube. He does these great literal trailers. He just released one for Shark Knight 3D, which we might talk about on the Friday edition when we do movies.
I'm looking forward to Friday because I saw a really horrible movie this week and I want to rant about it.
I saw so many fucking movies, but save that for Friday. Okay, no. Continuing with new releases. Next week, the week of September 12th, we have King Arthur Fallen Champions, NHL 12, Call of, and this is weird, on this list says Call of Juarez, the Cartel, but I think that already came out. Oh well. Red Orchestra 2, Heroes of Stalingrad. White Knight Chronicles 2. Trackmania 2 Canyon. Hard Reset. God of War Origins Collection. The Gunstringer, Sengoku, Dungeons & Dragons, Supremacy MMA, Red Dead Redemption, Myths and Mavericks Bonus Pack, Nicktoons, and an expansion pack for Duels of the Planeswalkers. We also got Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns, for the regular DS. Because, yeah, more money. We got Puka Power Up for the DS, which I don't fucking know what that is. A Radiant Silver Gun for Xbox Live. Then the two Bit Trip games, like two different releases, both complete collections of the Bit Trip series. And R-Type for the Android. I don't fucking know what that is. Yeah, well.
What is the Bit Trip series exactly?
Okay. Can I be honest? I love Bit Trip Beat.
Bit Trip Beat. I love Bit Trip Runner. Okay, so what the Bit Trip games are is, they're just like these games which have like kind of 3D, they're like 3D but pixelated, like pixelated 3D stuff. And you're just playing as a guy named Commander Video. Like the first game is just like a kind of Pong thing where like rotate the Wii Remote back and forth, but then like the stuff that bounces off it makes noise and eventually makes music.
It's kind of like what if Pong met Rock Band?
Yeah, I think like the second one might be like a shooter or something. I don't know what the second one is. But then the third one is a running game where you're running at like a fixed rate, but then you can jump, slide, you can activate springs, you collect gold, and it's all the entire like thing of it is just music. Like everything you do makes a noise that ends up like going into the background music and making it more dynamic music-wise, and it's really, really good.
Sounds kind of cool. Now, when you say pixelated kind of 3D, I think 3D dot Game Heroes.
It's kind of like that, only a little less extreme. Like, okay. Yeah, like the main character, Commander Video, he is just all like flat 2D pixels.
Nice.
Yeah, but then like everything in the background is like 3D, but it's like kind of smooth pixelated 3D looking thing. Like it doesn't have any like rounded surfaces. Everything is like made, looks like it's made out of Legos. Like,
right.
Yeah, like trying to make a circle with squares.
Yeah, that's kind of like what 3D.GameHeroes was.
Yeah, it is kind of like that, only, like I said, not that extreme. Like in 3D.GameHeroes, you can like see the separation in between every pixel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like in that game, a pixel is like a cube. But in like Bit Trip, it just like looks like it was made out of pixels, but it's all still just like one flat texture.
Okay, I got you. I see what you're saying.
It does look really interesting.
So what's that coming out for?
That's coming out for the 3DS and the Wii.
Jesus, never mind.
But they do have all the games on Steam, I think.
Alright, I'm back in.
Alright, so any of the games from next week you guys might be looking forward to?
I think that's about it for me, the Bit Trip. I mean, like, I've heard a lot. Yeah, I've heard, you know, through other podcasts, you know, other people playing it, and it's just always kind of like, it sounds kind of cool, but like nothing more than that. But yeah, I might have to check it out.
Yeah, I am, like, if I had a Kinect, which like from the recent lineup of games, it's kind of might happen. I'm really looking forward to the Gunstringer. It's a game. It's developed by Twisted Pixel. They did the Maw Explosion Man, Comic Jumper Ms. Explosion Man. And what it is you're playing as a undead skeleton marionette cowboy who has to go around and shoot kind of like paper cutouts of people, or like people are in like paper cutouts, like wooden people on sticks or other puppets. And there's a whole bunch of live action shit in it. Like occasionally the camera like turns to this like when you're looking at the camera from one angle, it looks like it's like a child. It looks like a puppet show with the scenery, like little pieces of cardboard held up on sticks. But occasionally it like turns to the side, and you can actually see the audience watching you play it. So there's like a bunch of people just sitting there like laughing and clapping along as you're shooting stuff.
That's kind of weird.
It is really weird. And occasionally like a hand will just descend from the sky and pick something up or put something down. Or, like, a hand will come along and, like, smash a bridge, and then, like, the guy narrating it will just, like, say, like, the guy will say, like, you're just, like, the thing I watched from, like, a gameplay demo, it was, like, the Gunslinger is on a train, and then the train's, like, going across, and there's a bridge in front of it. It's a perfectly fine bridge. And the narrator said, I'm looking for the Gunslinger, it appeared the bridge was out. Then all of a sudden, a hand descended from the sky and smashed the bridge.
I can't help but feel like this game should be called Westworld.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's like kind of interesting, like if I had a PC that could play it and I had money, I would really want to try Hard Reset. Like I saw a gameplay demo of it, and it was really fucking weird. It was like it's made by Flying Hog, and I think these guys are a bunch of people from like a whole bunch of different like developers. They were like guys from People Can Fly who made Painkiller. Guys from CD Projekt Red who made something that I'm looking up right now.
Your typing is loud.
Yes, it is. I smack the hell of my keyboard. I smack my bitch up. Oh, yes, the guy. Oh, yeah. So CD Projekt.
He's a jerk.
So CD Projekt, they made The Witcher. So it's the guys that made The Witcher teaming up with the guys that made Painkiller to make a first-person cyberpunk shooter. Yeah, that sounds fucking insane. So, Shax, if you have money at this time, buy this fucking game next week and review it and talk to me about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was still on the keyboard smacking. when you say, I'm going to look it up real quick, your keyboard's like, no, don't.
It's like, you're going to take it, bitch, and you're going to like it.
All right, so what game is this?
Hard Reset.
What is it for? What platform?
PC.
Oh.
It's on Steam.
Can you use the controller?
I do not know. It's not out yet.
Okay.
So, hey, you never know. Surprises. Surprises, the key cornerstone of any good game journalist. I don't know. Journalism, I don't fucking know.
I might check it out. Maybe.
Okay.
I like PC. Like the PC that I had built for me was so that I could play PC games on. But I try staying away from mouse and keyboard because I fucking suck with it. Except for like Diablo, you know, where all you do is clicking a mouse.
Yeah. So. I've been playing actually a lot of PC games recently. I don't know why. Like I've been playing a lot of WoW and TF2.
I've wanted to. Like I was so fucking bored with having nothing to play that I had to get a new keyboard and mouse because my mouse was fucking crazy. So, like, I'm, like, sitting and I'm looking, like, I've not played through The Witcher. I've played, like, pulled off, like, a half hour through it. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I could play that right now if my mouse didn't fucking suck. But now I got a new mouse and keyboard, so I could play it. But then I got all these other games that came in, like, Gamefly that I'm like, I'll play those instead.
Yeah, The Witcher is fucking weird. Like,
it's...
Like, you have, like, three combat stances, and then, and then you have, like, swords that work on... They have, like, swords, like, boy, one sword only works on monsters, one sword only works on humans, then you got fucking axes, and... Just fucking crazy.
This is kind of stupid that they would do that with the swords.
It's mad like, European.
Well, I mean, I could understand, like, if, you know, instead of being, like, this sword only works on humans and not ghouls, then... No, I mean, I could understand if it works better on humans and not as good on ghouls. But for it to just, like, keep hitting them with it and just not working.
Yeah, I think it's like you have, like, a silver sword for like, monsters and an like, iron sword for humans or some shit.
Something kind of tickles. I'm stabbing you! That feels kind of weird.
I don't want to switch out weapons every time I turn around.
Yeah, can you go a bit lower? Like, I got some problems with my back. Maybe this will help.
Right there.
That's a good spot. Oh, yeah, by the way, stab you in the eye. Yeah, but it's weird. Like, silver swords only work on one thing, iron swords only work on another, but everything works on you.
Ah, great. That's how it should be.
Well, it sounds like you're quite a crossbreed.
Yes, it just cements in my mind that player physics are fucked. Like,
the game hates you.
No, every game hates you. Like I was playing a lot of Saints Row 2. Like, I just beat Saints Row 2 recently, which is nice. A fucking amazing game.
I love it.
I can't wait for Saints Row the Third, and I hopefully will have enough money to get the special edition, which comes with the mic, which comes with the headset with an auto tune function built into it.
Nice.
So yeah. I love it. So yeah, come Christmas time, you might hear a podcast of me talking in complete auto-tune.
I love it.
Well, yeah, so, in that game, like, they were driving this one car. This guy, he'd go to make a corner, turn a complete corner, absolutely fine, like tow trucks. Turns the corner completely fine, going at the exact same speed I am. I go like at the exact same speed that I'm currently driving in. Meanwhile, I'm driving, I try to make a corner, I have no truck, I have like no car attached to the back of me. I do like fucking a fucking 720 and crash into a building. Because player physics are fucked. Yeah, like other times I'm like in like a big fucking car, I'm in a fucking truck. I run to the side of the guy, he moves like a foot. Meanwhile, I'm in the same truck as some guy in a fucking Prius taps me. I go fucking flying.
Dude, that's half of my problem with L.A. Noir, man. I don't drive anywhere in that game. I make my partner do it because of the driving physics in that game are so fucking horrible.
Yes, and like a couple times when I was playing, when I was playing it, all of a sudden, like I'm just driving along. All of a sudden, the wheels on the back, like the back wheels of my car, just pop out from underneath my car and move like 5 feet back.
Yes. See, with me with Saints Row, I've only done the speed of fast.
Yes. Yes, that is all you. That is all you're good with. Just then crash. God, I think.
Yeah, I just smashed through everything.
Yeah, I think by like the time this actually gets out, my audio is gonna be like peaking so hard because just like looking at the recording thing, my levels just like get up, like max up the bar while you guys barely get halfway.
We probably won't be able to be heard.
Yeah, that's been me the entire time, just screaming and breathing. just something I wanted to talk about when you were talking about L.A. Noire that I just remembered. Fucking just the way the forced driving in that game, like the parts where you're forced to drive, those are the worst fucking parts of the entire game. Yeah, like I cannot tell you how many times like I go through, I do everything perfectly. I can find all the clues, get all the questions right. I find every single thing, but then I always end up getting 3 stars because I ran over one too many civilians.
I don't believe that in the forced driving segments that counts against you.
Yes, it does. Because I was playing this one segment. I was playing this one case file. Like I went through, I did everything. I made the guy do all the driving. Like I did not do one single iota of driving in this case file, except for the forced driving segment. And then when I got to the end, I got a whole bunch of deductions for having driven through people and other cars and trash cans and fucking lampposts, which have the weirdest fucked up physics ever. Because if you're driving at like 20 miles an hour, you hit a lamppost, it does knock over you. You go 21 miles an hour, and then the lamppost goes fucking flying.
Right. Okay, you must have hit a lot of people then, because like I was playing the other day, doing a forced driving segment, and I hit a person, and that was about it. I hit a person on the sidewalk, but for the most part, I didn't hit anything else, and I still got my 5 stars.
Yes, but this.
Sandman, just so you know, the road is that part in between the sidewalks.
yes, but like this forced driving segment, it was driving through people's backyards. The guy was chasing, was driving through people's backyards, not hitting anything, making fucking hairpoint turns. Meanwhile, I go to make that turn, I end up crashing into the fucking driveway divider, then having to back up, then drive through and hit a tree, then back up again, turn, and then hit a fence, but not going 21 miles an hour, I was going 20. So the fence doesn't break.
The fence never breaks. It drives me fucking insane in that game. Like, no matter how flimsy piece of shit that wooden fence is, you could be hitting it at 80 miles an hour. You're going to fucking stop on a dime like you just ran into a brick wall. It's fucking insane.
Yes, and then your driving partner will be like, dude, do better.
Yeah!
Motherfucker, you have a gun. Motherfucker, you have a gun. It has range. You don't need to be 5 feet away from the car to shoot it. That game, it's a really good game, but fucking drives you crazy.
Yeah, the driving in that game is fucking horrible. I mean, it's just... Like, I was going through the other day, because, like, I went back to it just basically the trophy horror off of it, and I was going through and finishing up all my street crimes, and, like, every single fucking street crime that I had to do where I was chasing another car with my car, I had to go through, like, four times before I finally finished it. It was just, and it's just stupid shit, like the corner of your car catching a fucking house or a part of a building that sticks out a little bit from the rest of the building. And just
your car gets hit by a newspaper blowing in the wind and you flip over.
Yeah, fucking insane.
Yes, a couple times my car actually flipped over.
I've ran up over on top of other cars before, and then I would like drive up over on top of them, fall through them so that our cars are merged together in some kind of weird way of like the bad guy and Time Cop melting with himself way.
So he reaches a singularity.
Yeah, and then like my character and my partner are forced to get out of our cars as that car drives away with my car inside of it. And it's like, what the fuck? And then the guy's just getting away.
And you're just like, fucking suck it, kind of a whore.
Yeah, every time anything goes wrong with that game, I'm like, Rockstar, learn how to make a game where you can drive a fucking car.
But Rockstar didn't make that game. Team Bondi did. And then Team Bondi got shut the fuck down.
Because they're assholes. Yes, or at least the lead guy is or something like that.
Yeah, like the whole thing was like, they just... People who work in there cited, like, horrible working conditions, like, being forced to, like, be awake for, like work, like, 20 hours a day, and then, like have it, have, they couldn't, like, contact their families or anything or some shit. God.
Yeah, it's insane.
Dude, it's still video games.
Alright, I'm just throwing it out there that I just realized we've gone on a huge tangent.
Yes, well, welcome to the internet.
It's okay.
Welcome to the Death Door. It's welcome to the Death Door Prodscast.
We go on tangents.
Yes. Yes. Priority one, tangents. Second priority, news.
Hey, look, it feels good to get it out, though, man. It's nice that I can sit here with you and talk about the shitty driving in L.A. Noir and how bad Team Bondi's lead guys are.
It's coming soon, a Dark Thoughts cast starring me and Shax doing something.
Just bitching the whole time.
Yes, that is all Dark Thoughts is. Like, I wrote one... Dude, I fucking wrote one about why are there no more reptilian overlords. I wrote one about vampire sex, for fuck's sake.
Well, that's not fair, because, like, I've only done one, and it was positive. It was over the game Zomboid.
Yes, that's true, but, dude, just... I'm gonna be writing one now. I'm gonna be writing one soon. Hint... Comic book publishers, stop fucking spoiling everything. I'll get into this more tomorrow. But for now, video games. Anyone else have a tangent? Bobby, you've been kind of quiet.
Fable games! Holy crap! Can you ever make the breadcrumb trail work?
Fucking Fable!
You know what? Yeah, I get hand-holding is a little more personal, but it's really annoying on your third escort mission when you're dragging some slow-ass...
you're not very good at this.
Traveling trader. 5 miles to the next town.
Alright, hey, let me pick up where he just left off. Peter Mahler now, or however you fucking say your name, just please die. I can't fucking stand your Fable games. I'm so tired of people looking up at you as, like, some gaming god, because I've not played a Fable game yet that didn't utterly disappoint me to almost tears. The third game, like, the whole thing of you becoming king, when you become king in that game, everyone knows. There's, like, the whole fucking town is there to know your brother just admits, like, yeah, I had no choice. There's a darkness coming. I had to make these choices. I had to do this so that we had enough money to stop it. And everyone knows. Every town person knows what the fuck's going on. And then you come in, and you start making these same choices, and everyone in town's like, what the fuck? You're an asshole. It's like,
motherfucker, I'm trying to save your life.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't have to be permanently. All right, so you're going to close down the school for gifted children to put in a coal mine just to make money. Just
let it go until this darkness is beaten, and then you can turn around as king and be like, all right, Coal Mine, get the fuck out of here. These retarded children need a place to go.
Yes, they need, yeah, they need some place to go where their parents go off and drink themselves to death.
It's just so fucking inconsistent.
Oh, and you can't kill children.
I'm okay with that.
Because this is being publicly broadcast.
Yeah, but
I just want it on the record. I only have Fable 3 because I got it for free.
for start of the game, Fable 3. You are a kid. Your sister gets killed, and you get shot and thrown in a window.
That's Fable 2.
Fable 2, Fable 3. I don't give a fuck. In a Fable game, you get you are a child and you get fucking killed. Then you grow up. Then you're like, then in that same Fable game, you are incapable of killing children.
No matter how evil you get, you can look like Satan. And
you can
harm a child.
Fuck, you can be Satan.
I will say this.
Like, I'm going to get this child.
Yes, you can be. Yes, you can be Satan. You can raise the entire fucking planet, and all of a sudden, like, children just start walking out. But like, that's just fucking weird. It's like if real time passes in that game, if you wait 18 years of game time for a child to age to the appropriate age, then can you then kill them? Fucking,
they're still a child.
Oh god damn it. But good thing that one good thing that came out of Peter Molyneux, the Twitter account Peter Molyneux, which is a fake Peter Molyneux account where some guy just pitches really retarded video game ideas but makes it sound like they are the greatest thing ever. It is fucking amazing.
I've heard of that account.
Yes, get Twitter and follow him. He is fucking awesome. Yeah, just let me pull up some of his tweets now. We have to send it into reading Twitter. There's probably like one guy listening right now, and he's just like a quadriplegic who can't turn it off.
He's crying.
Why did you turn this on?
He's just like, oh god, make them stop. Yeah, Peter Molyneux. Okay, so.
We should call this segment Tweet Time.
Okay. World is taken over by demons. You play as a human disguised as the demon psychologist of the demon leader.
Stop drilling, you hit oil. I love it.
Yes. Okay, so. That bit in Fable Journey we showed at E3 wasn't all there was to the game. It also is a bit where you throw hoops onto sticks. Imagine a game where three pauses and it's game over. The game plays doorbells, ringtones, etc., trying to make you accidentally pause the game. Imagine being able to suck polygons out of enemies. Initially, they look next gen, but you can drain them all to look like they are from 1995. Ah, god. Yes. Anyone who is not on Twitter, get on Twitter. Follow us first, like follow me, deadman_ddprods, follow the site, @deathdoorprods, then follow Peter Molyneux.
That account alone sounds like it's worth having Twitter.
Yes, get on Twitter, and then also, so we can actually fill out your profile, because right now all you got is your email, which doesn't work.
Yeah, there's no way to contact me whatsoever.
Yeah, we'll put up, we'll fix that, because there are obviously people clamoring to hear what the famous Shax has to say about Fable.
I think people just want to send me hate mail about wanting to burn my babies or something. Which I don't have kids, so
yes, that's you. Yes, there's some guy who got the name wrong of someone he hates. They got the wrong name, got the wrong site. No, he accidentally stumbled onto this site and then saw one of my infanticides that I posted. Yeah, that he accidentally thought, he actually thought he saw your name when he actually saw Jenkins or something. Fucking people. Okay. I don't know how long this has fucking been going on, but I think we talked some good game. We made a podcast. Yay.
Yeah.
I'll try and compose some better rants for next week.
Yes. Well,
game that annoys me.
Well, 2 weeks from now, because, you know.
Right, this, 2 weeks.
Because we're doing this shit bi-weekly.
Oh, we are doing it bi-weekly.
Fuck yeah, dude. I say
we should do it every week.
Fuck that. I got university and trying to find a job to do. I need some time.
What do you got to do? You got to watch 100 hours of a playthrough video?
Well, there's that. And then I got to go find a comic shop and try to beg for a job.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Man,
there's like so many comic shops in London and none of them will hire me.
Yes, I am going to Jeff's Cards and Comics in Peterborough, Ontario tomorrow to see if I can cry and whine and see if he'll maybe hire me.
It sounds like, because I told a buddy of mine a couple of years ago to get a job at GameStop, and it seems like it was a hassle for him, because, like, you got to go through the website and go through the corporate thing, and then, like, every one of their brother that's 15 years old wants a job doing something like that. Seems like it's the same case with, like, a comic shop. Well, probably minus the, you know, going through the corporate shit, but, like, it seems like everyone that has ever read a comic in their life would want a job like that.
Well, not really. I mean, if you hate comics. And plus, right. I can just go in there like, yo, I run a website.
True.
I'm more qualified. It's like, are you qualified? I run a website.
You could make them our sponsor.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Destro Perron's bot brought to you by Jeff's Cards and Comics, Peterborough.
And then you're giving away free advertisement right now. I invite you to stop.
Hey, man! You know,
I don't know. If you give it away for free, it gives them a taste of what's to come.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
First one's free.
Yes, first one. Truck. Yes, first one's always free. Then you pay. Okay, so this brings us to the end of the Death Door broadcast of video games, episode 1. I'm pretty sure I'll be titling this one "In the Bath with Kevin Costner."
So
Bovey and I will see you tomorrow. Shax will see you on Friday, but until then, I am the dead man.
Say Bovey one.
Shax.
See you next time.